Good morning. How are you today? Doing okay. I like your bright yellow mask. That's very nice. Mine are always boring blue. Kind of, yeah. Well, today is Ascension Sunday. Any idea what that means? Me neither. Ascension Sunday. If something ascends, what does it do? Does it go sideways? Does it go down? Maybe. Does it go up? Yeah, you know what ascension means. You know what it means. Of course you do. So I thought, so how the heck is it, I wonder, that Jesus went up? I've thought that ever since I was a little kid. Said that Jesus went up. And I was like, did they get him a hot air balloon? Did Jesus sprout wings and fly? It just seems really weird because there's not a lot of things, not a lot of people that we see sort of ascending on their own. And when they do, we get a little nervous. But it says Jesus departed from them and was taken up. So I brought this, I thought it was really interesting. Jesus was together with his disciples and he said, I've opened the scriptures to you and now I'm going to leave you with the gift that I promised. And then Jesus went up and he did. So I thought, by the way, do you know how hard it is to find a balloon in this church? To tell you the truth, this is a recycled balloon. I found it half dead in the youth room. And in the spirit of our commitment to recycling, I just hope it'll blow up again. You know, these are hard to blow up once you cut the end off of them. My goodness gracious. Also, I don't know. I'm getting old. Okay, so when we blow up a balloon, well, when you blow up a balloon, this is really kind of sad. I never realized that the little things that they put on the end of the balloon are what help you blow it up. I had no idea. You all laugh, but try this sometime. See how it goes for you, right? So here's the balloon. What's it filled with? Air. Kind of coffee flavored air at the moment. Maybe a little oatmeal cookie, but it's air. Well, what do you think it is that Jesus left all of God's people? When he said, I'm going to give you the gift that I promise, what do you think that gift was? Was it gift cards to Target? Probably not. Was it $1 million? Probably not. Was it a cookie? Could have been. No, it was this. This is what's so cool. When it says that Jesus ascended, and before he ascended, he reminded them, I'm going to give you something. And it was the Holy Spirit. So I got to thinking, if Jesus ascended, it must have been like this. Hopefully not with that sound, because that's fairly rude. But I think it's so important, though, because you see, it's the Spirit of God that ascends Jesus. But it's also the Spirit of God that Jesus gives to us. And so although Jesus ascends, it says in the scripture, sits on the right hand of God, Jesus remains just with us. Because where did that air come from? Any idea? Did I bring it with me in a tube? It's all here, right? It's already here. And we breathe it in and we fill up that balloon and it ascends and it comes down. The very air that we breathe, that spirit that is, it's available for all of us all the time. It's right here. So that's the gift that I think Jesus gives us in the Ascension. It's the reminder that you already have the Holy Spirit. You breathe it in through your yellow mask. You make a balloon go up. You live. And that's the beauty of what God has done for us in the Ascension. That God has reminded us that Jesus is with us still and forever, and with you forever. Amen. Thanks for being here. I would tell you to take the balloon, but it's pretty sad. All right, let's sing the second verse, or the fourth verse. Let's do the fourth verse.